black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dad. We're here with you guys in the building. What's good?
Number one father and son podcast in the universe, in the omniverse, universe, outerverse, ishaverse. I'm the worst.
You just made that last one up.
No, I didn't.
Ishaverse, what's that?
No, that was my verse on... The Grandmaster joint, me, Red Pill, Blue Pill.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. Yeah, I got bars.
Okay, my fault.
I got bars.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had an amazing week. These weeks are flying. This week flew.
Yes, this week did fly.
This week did fly.
This week definitely flew by. I'm excited to be here, man. You know, it's the end of the week. You looking fly.
Thank you.
I had to put my, with all the stuff going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Don't come at KDL.
Yeah, right, facts.
Watch your mouth now.
You know what I'm saying? Because we have somebody in a good suit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Show up to your door.
And mess speak with the KDL. To you about that.
You know what
speak
saying?
To you about that. Yeah, Doc got bars. Speaking of that, I have this verse that says, you need to see more than CMOS with your interview. Feminine energy, no need to for 92 minerals.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get it? CMOS.
Wait, you say
CMOS. No need for mental rules.
I get it. No. That's dope. I like it.
Okay.
What are you gonna do with it though?
It's on the joint with me and Cambada.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Diet Woke joint.
Right. I got bars.
That was a good one.
I got bars, man.
That was a good one. Yeah. I forgot you did that.
Yeah. See, because you don't follow my work the way you should. I asked Malcolm. Because I was listening to some classic songs, you know, All I Got Is You by Ghostface. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about Wu-Tang in a minute. And I was saying, damn, that's a song I wish I wrote. And I asked him, it was a trick question. I said, is there a book that you wish you wrote? He going to be like, nah, I never really thought about it. And I'm going, you know, he like, nah, I'm pretty sure there's one out there that I... And it really hurt my feelings because I'm the author of Hip Hop Decoded, the greatest hip hop book ever written. And he, you know, it just was a layup. I threw it off the backboard twice. You know, I grabbed it back, put it back with the backboard, and he didn't he didn't get it.
Like you're my dad, like that's a layup, like you said. Like,
you're supposed to make me feel good, like dad. I ain't gonna lie, man. If I was you, I would have wrote that book too. And I then like a little misty, like in the corner of my eye, you might have seen like a tear or something,
oh
you know.
Oh, God.
Just Junior trying to, you know. Side note before we get started. I heard Keith Lee is in New York.
I heard that's fake news, but.
I heard it's true.
I heard he came to New York a while ago and had a great experience.
But imagine if he did something other than just restaurants.
Like what?
Like if he said, first I'd like to say that God is good and my family is great and I don't want any other treatment. I just want to be treated like everybody else. I tuned into the Urban X podcast, the number one father and son podcast in the universe. And I must say it was a great experience. Then I went to their website and I must admit that the website was put together well. I saw everything that I needed to buy. And before I could even order, I received a notification that said my shipping was already on the way. My package was on the way. I got the package. I want to thank Mama Dot for such great service. You know what I mean? Come on now.
Thanks.
Hell yeah. But I tell you what, you better not go to them Italian restaurants.
Oh, facts. Talking,
so you do reviews, huh? You fucking moly. Tell you what, my man Joey Ravioli and Tony Cannoli here.
Yeah.
And once they do a review of me cracking your skull, huh?
No, yeah, but like
I got you fucking.
I like what he does. I like his content
right here. Yeah?
I like his content, but there has to be some type of like. I know he's shut down a couple businesses.
Yeah, but he's honest. His family comes first.
Yeah.
God is good.
God is good, yeah.
You know what I mean? So how you going to argue with a nigga who says his family is first and God is good?
Yeah.
And he don't want no special treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you going to argue with
that? This is a fact.
Let you fucking your review right here, you mooly.
Yeah. So, guys, want to remind everybody, shouts out to our UX90 gang in the morning.
Shouts out to the UX90 gang.
We are there every morning.
We are there doing it, making every history. Morning.
Without planners, go get your planners. If you don't have it, it's undated, so you can start whenever. Go visit shopurbanx.com as well.
Yes.
Get some
Be
of these
like
threads.
Keith Lee. Go in there.
Yeah, you heard him.
And review our shit. You heard him.
You heard him.
He was putting it in.
All right, before we get started, let's do a quick roll call, and then we get started. I see VA. I see the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
Dominican
okay.
Republic's mad non-FBAs in the house.
Oh, mad non-FBAs.
Which I'm doing. I'm joking. Who else we got? I saw Brooklyn in the house.
Brooklyn, Boston, Alabama in the building. Purple Rain City, what's up?
North Omaha, Nebraska.
Nebraska got nice. Some original people there too. Clearwater.
Southwest Philly, London up in here was good.
MISS in the building.
North CAC was good.
Side note, we do shipping now. Overseas.
Oh, yes, we do.
So I know a lot of people rock with us overseas, and during the COVID situation, we had to shut that portion of our operation down, and I'm pretty sure Keith Lee would like to know that as well, that we do international, you know.
Yes, Delaware in the house. Real quick, I'm gonna get the details real quick. I'm gonna be in Delaware on November 18th at the shop.
You just made yourself.
At the second annual Sip and Shop. It is on. Hold on. I'm going to get the address for you. Hold on. It's in Wilmington, Delaware. It's, what's that? Oh, 2409 Lancaster Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware. November 18th, 5-1.
Who put up 252? Wow. T Jinx. That's interesting.
Okay. So, 2409 Lancaster Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware. I'll be here November 18th, selling merch, shaking
Mouth
hands.
Just told all the ops.
Pull up.
Where he gonna be? Pull up. Just don't wear no Uggs or no, what are these things I have on my feet right now? What are these things called?
Crocs.
Don't put no Crocs on. Be out there, no Crocs or no Uggs. Because it could get ugly out there.
Yeah.
They'd be like, that's Malcolm right there? Oh, all that shit he was talking? Word. Yeah. Word. Now is my opportunity. Yeah. So be careful out there, man. Mm-hmm. It looked like it's going to be a great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So it's a sip and shop so I can get drunk.
Yeah,
buy.
It's an open bar as well. So.
Oh, that's really good because then people will just start
buying stuff.
Buying.
That's a fact.
Give me two.
Yeah.
I am drunk. So, yeah, I like it.
I'm gonna be out there.
They should do that more often.
We should do it our own.
You know? Yeah, man. Just people get drunk and leave your credit card on the counter.
So yes. Let's get to it. Let's get to some stuff.
Let's get to some stuff, man. Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So before we get into anything serious, let's get into some celebratory stuff. It is the 30-year anniversary of 36 Chambers.
36 Chambers. Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with. You heard?
That is dope. 30 years is a long time.
30 years is a long... Well, my album came out 35 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And so 30 years is three decades. It was groundbreaking on so many, you know, avenues, not only because they signed a group deal, they also had individual deals within the group deal.
And they, all the individual albums were fire.
All the individual albums were fire. You know, save one or two, but, you know, if you last on the list... You know what I mean? And, you know, like, who's the one who was last on the list? You God. He's nice, but I'm just saying his album came out last. Yeah. And sometimes being last on the list, there's a residual effect from that. But classic, you could tell, you could feel the hunger in the music. You could feel like we got to get out of the hood. This is our shot here.
Yeah, like they were rapping like their lives depended on it.
Was rapping,
I love
like
albums like that.
Like their lives depending on it.
I sound like an old like slave master, but like
you can hear the hunger.
The hunger in there. And like when now, because music now, like you could just hear it's lazy.
Yes.
So when you hear people back then and like they really took what they did seriously.
And I even made, and I got received a lot of flack when I said when they got to their next album, I could tell they were all in different places, showing up at different times. They all had Benz's cars. I could tell. Yeah. Doesn't mean it wasn't dope. I just didn't feel the same.
It was just more polished.
You know, pizza party, everybody in here, you writing, I'm over here writing. And so success breeds a certain energy that comes with that. But salute to the Wu-Tang Clan who changed the world. Probably the greatest group other than Public Enemy for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And where I put group set and stuff like that, because they had so many different styles, so many different chambers. They was bringing knowledge itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so that was also a big thing. Also would like to shout out Midnight Marauders.
That album came out 30 years.
That album came out 30 years as well from A Tribe Called Quest. I believe it was their second album.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, last week we talked about how well second albums are. So Midnight Marauders was a step up. And on that album, tidbit, quiz, my DJ, Money Ray from Tall, Dark, and Handsome, is on the album cover.
In the back, yes, he is.
He's in the background, you know, just quiz kind of stuff for you. Yeah, get these people out of here, whoever these people are.
Yes, please, no spamming in the chat, please.
Please, no spamming in our chat, please.
Goodness.
Take care of that for us. Thank you. And so, good music. 1993, great year. Nas came out year. Biggie came out that year.
He did, yes.
Wu-Tang came out that year. Or 94 or something.
Yeah, I was about to say.
About 93, 94. And so, you had some really great, great music. And so, we want to salute hip-hop. If we did it in 10-year eras, from 73 to 83 is the first era.
Mm-hmm.
83 to 93, which is some people say the class of 88 was the greatest class.
Will Smith is doing a podcast series on like the class of 88.
Yeah, I'm in that class.
I know, but I'm just
did you know that?
I knew you was in that
pop quiz. I'm in that class. I'm way in the back of the class. Like if you don't see the, you know how you get the photo of everybody in the class. I'm in that class, and so. But it is capped with 1993. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so I think that's a great year.
And then it would be to 2003? Is that the next era?
Yeah, from 93 to 2003 to 2013.
Yeah, no, you're right.
2013 you know what I'm saying?
And I'm just thinking about like everybody. And that sounds about right.
You know what I mean? So shout them out for such a classic body of work that still exists to this day.
Absolutely.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So sticking with hip hop, the judge presiding over the YSL Young Thug case, he ruled that lyrics can indeed be used in this case. And the prosecutors have put together, I think, 17 sets of lyrics that they're going to be presenting in court. He's accused of getting that guy YF and Lucci's mother's house shot up twice. And I'm pretty sure I don't know Young Thug lyrics, but I'm pretty sure he got a lyric in there about shooting, getting somebody mama house shot. I don't know.
But I thought Meek Mill and Jay-Z and them was advocating, and I think Russell said that, Kevin Lyles and them were advocating where that's not fair because of freedom of speech, and these rappers are actors, so how did the prosecution get that in their favor?
So the Fulton County Assistant District Attorney Mike Carlson explained why the lyrics were necessary in the court, stating that the lyrics are being used to prove the nature of YSL as a racketeering enterprise, the expectations of YSL as a criminal street gang. We've got party admissions for even the offense of murder here. This is evidentiary use.
Okay, I don't care what none of that says. I should be able to say, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is not ever charged. I mean, I know it's a movie that you go to the theater to see, but it's an album you pay for to hear.
Yeah.
So how?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, again, like if a movie star was accused of doing something wild, and then they go, in this movie, he did the same thing. So he clearly, that never happened.
That would never happen.
That never happened. So
why is it, to me, it's racist.
It is.
Now, with that being said, some of these rappers are so goddamn detailed.
And stupid
yes. in what they say that it's hard to ignore it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
It ain't like you just, ran into the spot. Today's, mm-hmm. agenda,
Wait, today's agenda. Got the suitcase up in the central. Yeah. Murder room 112. Yeah.
Tell them Blanco sent you. Absolutely. Feel the strangest if no money exchange. That's a story that you could pretty much tell.
I'm going to play that on the way back home.
just
because. That's
you
crazy.
Know what I mean? And
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Not, on Tuesday, on December 7th, I rolled by McDonald's and saw the op coming out, clapped them, got back, spun the block again. And then you realize on that actual day,
Is that up to the judge's discretion to be able to
this
go?
This is what I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat.
Because here's the thing, too. Because I thought, for some reason, I saw clips of the judge getting at the prosecutors because he said they were withholding evidence. And then they were tired. He was tired of them withholding evidence.
Yes.
So I don't know. This judge, he seems like he is trying to make a name for himself. If you remember, this is the one who made the lawyer write a paper or something like that.
Yes,
remember
that? Yes.
So it seems like he is.
We're going to talk about that, Malcolm, because fame is the new God, right? And so there are people who have all the money in the world and they're not happy.
Yeah.
They have all the money, they're anonymous, and they're still not happy.
Yeah.
That's your birthday, Dot, December 7th?
Happy birthday
when that comes.
When that comes.
I don't know. Did I say something about December 7th?
Yeah, yeah.
What did I say?
Drove past McDonald's.
My bad, King. Ooh, okay, yeah. But you understand my point?
Yeah.
And so this might be his biggest case,
mm-hmm.
which makes him, when he walks the street or in the supermarket, people know who he is. It's a weird thing. And it's all started with the OG trial. The most televised
trial I
had ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Just saying. All right. Yeah, Scott LaRock had them all. Who knows? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are tuned into
we'll
the
keep
sounds
an eye on,
of Urban X.
This case.
So, the black man from the Alabama brawl, the first one who got hit, the boat captain, his
and
name
then
is
defended himself.
Yeah, then defended himself, Damian Pickett.
Philip Land, thank you.
Police identified him as the co-captain of the Harriet II riverboat, and he was charged with third degree assault in order to appear in court before a judge on November 21st in Montgomery. Footage showed Pickett appearing to argue with boaters, asking them to make their way to the craft. And he was the first one that got hit. He was the one that kind of sparked the entire thing.
He set it off.
So the fact that he is getting charged is wild to me.
It's criminal.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can't defend yourself.
Absolutely.
By asking people to just keep moving along or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Clear this deck. We got another boat coming in or whatever. And the white privilege think we don't have to do nothing. Yeah. Who are you talking to us? And this was in Alabama, yes? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who are you, Negro?
Boy.
Boy?
Yeah.
I probably own your family, boy. And you going to tell us we need to move? No, you don't. And so, but we not our ancestors in that sense. And so he defended himself as he should. And here you go. And so he's being charged where the evidence is clear that he was on tape defending himself. Again, a misjustice. Alabama, what y'all doing out there? Come on now.
Yeah, so third degree, so hopefully it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's probably just, what do you call probation or.
Hopefully it's.
What do you call when you have to do like.
Community service
or something. But it's still, it shouldn't be on his record in any capacity, you know?
Yeah, so hopefully he pleads not guilty and he's able to get off of that. Because I thought that was whack. I'm like,
I'm hoping a great lawyer.
Yeah. Just shows what the hell happened.
Pro bono comes through and says, we're not going to allow this to happen.
Absolutely.
Yes. Saw an article, they said he haven't fled the criminal charges yet. All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Somebody said, where is the CBC and the NAACP at? That's, you would think that, you know, they'd be the ones kind of spearheading his damn defense, but you know.
Happy birthday, Shaquille. 33 years old. Blessed to see this day. Love, absolutely. We love you too, Queen.
Absolutely.
We really do. I hope that is Queen. Yes, it is.
I'm about to say that's a dude. Mm-hmm. Pause.
All right.
Thank you for the super chat. It said, actors don't write movie scripts. They're acting. A rapper's lyrics is like autobiography. Still not fair. These rappers don't write their stuff. What if I don't write it? What if I didn't write it? Hmm? I'm just acting out a character.
What if?
Mm-hmm.
Especially nowadays. See, this is 93 and before, I might say you lived them raps because it wasn't over exaggerated with crime, violence, and drugs. After 93, you know, a lot of actors in there, a lot of dudes talking about they move bricks. A lot of people, murder count went up because it sensationalizes.
He said, lock up the ghostwriter.
Yeah, you know, sensationalizes so much. And so when we speak of before, then we're talking a level of authenticity as well.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean there aren't authentic artists today because you guys always, I don't mean that. I'm just saying, you know, just saying.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yo, speaking of Alabama, we forgot to talk about this last episode, but there's a mayor in Alabama who got outed as a drag queen. And begged this blog site not to put it out, not to put the pictures out. And he did anyway, killed himself.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he offed himself.
Yeah, he unalived himself. That's the
time. Oh, he unalived himself.
Yeah.
Oh. And he was a judge, right?
No, he's the mayor.
Mayor. I saw his pictures.
Yeah.
He could have definitely.
He was out there. Like,
he was out there.
Yeah.
No disrespect. Yeah,
he was out there.
He was out there. No disrespect.
Hold on, let me get his name real quick. We had it on the list last show, but we for some reason we didn't do it. His name is Bubba Copeland.
Bubba Copeland. What did he go as?
I don't know.
Just saying.
He's 49 years old, and he unalived himself as a result of being outed.
Wow.
So he was a mayor, a pastor, the owner of a local grocery store, and a husband and father.
God damn. Shit. But shouldn't he be allowed? Did he hurt anybody?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, shouldn't he be allowed to be who he want to be?
Yeah.
You know? And he should have got out. He should have Dwight Howard in his story.
No, you're right. No, Alabama, though.
Alabama.
That's a red state. That's a blood red state.
Goddamn,
I don't know.
Welcome to this Klan meeting, and we want to talk. Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. If he was in a blue state.
Because he probably was in the Klan, too. Mm. They didn't mention that because they can't. Father, husband, store owner, pastor, reverend, sheriff, and Klansman. Jeez, he wore all the hats, and he was Betty Boo or whatever. Ouch. Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't promote unaliving, but that's. That's a lot.
If he was in the blue state, they're
yeah. Be who you are.
Yeah.
Tiger. Yeah, yeah, true.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So this is in like business news. The company WeWork, who was worth at its height $47 billion at its height, they just recently filed for bankruptcy.
$47 billion, but you did an expose on that, so to speak, and said that they inflated they were able to inflate their worth.
Yeah, so it was weird. It was weird what the owner was doing. He was a real, I watched the documentary and I watched the short series on Apple TV, And what he was doing, he just had a real good gift of gab. He was able to raise a lot of money really, really fast. The business model was essentially like a real estate company, but they were saying that these shared office spaces was like making the money, and it wasn't. I don't even think they were really turning a profit. They were worth that much because of the buildings of the real estate holdings that they, like,
got you.
That they were holding. And what they were doing was, they were buying the companies, they were buying the buildings like from themselves or something like that. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, okay, you know what I mean? Got you. They were buying the buildings from themselves.
Like, they would buy it with another company, like with one of the companies that they own.
But that helped inflate the value of it, didn't it?
$47 billion, and y'all weren't weren't turning a profit.
That's weird. So when somebody comes and look at the books and go, well, how are you making money?
Exactly.
Okay, so now they're filing bankruptcy.
They're filing bankruptcy. They ousted the, his name is, Newman, I forget the guy's name, but they ousted him a few years ago. I think like in 2018, 2019, ousted him, and then they were trying to like save it. But it's just like the business model, and then COVID happened.
Yeah, Barr said we work till we unemployed. Yeah, facts.
COVID happens, and if your business...
How these people keep getting in here with this craziness? American Negro, who's that?
I don't know, man, but we're going to have to... put you in timeout. But the business model didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work.
So. Right.
Crazy. But again, I always, when I talk about like the disparities between white startups and black startups, I always point to this because he was able to, raise how much money?
He raised a lot of money.
Off of something that really was not profitable. But black people, we got to show 5-6 years of profitability before we can even get a good, you know, loan from the bank and stuff like that. And it's never fair.
But it's never fair. But that's the uphill battle that we constantly face in this country.
Yeah.
And you can pout about it, or you could do something about it. And you know, because it's always going to be an uphill battle for us in that sense.
Yeah.
Because racism and discrimination is inherent within a whole tribe of people, so to speak, who feel that way. And they don't want you to get ahead. They know you shine. We spoke about shining on the UX90 this morning, and humble. We learned about the definition of the word humble.
I'm never calling myself humble again.
Oh, I am never calling myself humble again. My Lord. Sheesh.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they want you to humble yourself. Mm-hmm. And we'll throw you a bone from time to time. And we have to create financial institutions that really just benefit us and start working with us. When white people come and be like, there's no homes in this area.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? We would give you a loan, but and have black people come in and give them loans. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Right, Don Paradise. No humble pie for me.
Absolutely.
Shit.
So the actor strike is over.
Yes.
Clap it up.
Clap it up. They can get back to work.
Yes. Actor strike is over. SAG-AFTRA says that their new deal is valued at $1 billion, and includes a streaming participation bonus, quote unquote, above pattern minimum compensation increases, substantial increases for pension and health caps, pay increases for background actors. That's good.
That's very good.
Because they were trying to get rid of them with CGI and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Contract provisions protecting diverse communities, major provisions for consent and compensation from AI.
No, that's very, very important. And this was the longest strike ever. I think it was 183 days.
Listen, I got a lot of shows that got pushed back.
Yes. And so now they can get back to the production of things. And I think it's great because it is we don't want this to be a lost art where actors who went to school to do this and they really believe in their craft are now replaced with artificial intelligence, because artificial intelligence is getting better.
Way better,
every day.
Yeah. And here's the thing. When you watch like all dystopian movies or you read books that of dystopian futures, what do they get rid of first? Art, books, literature, stuff like that.
Yes, because within the art is Everything.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
So if that's the case, then like what we're seeing now with how easy it is people to make music and how low they're getting paid for it. Right.
Right. Right.
So what is the incentive to make some really, really amazing music or really, really amazing art and movies if I can make a full 11 feature film on my iPad? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So.
But not to suggest that that is not art, but the. I understand what you mean.
It's a real delicate balance, right? Because again, I don't want to take away from the 13-year-old who has a passion, who doesn't have the fun, and who is able to do something, right? Right. That's dope. But at the same time, if at a certain level these people are not compensated fairly for their contributions,
okay. Now I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Crowd actors. What's your skill set? What's your motivation? You standing around in the crowd running when I tell you to run. You mean you went to school all these years so you can run in the crowd?
No, there's a lot of people who started off as background actors.
No. So I'm saying, run, I can get AI to do that. Just why would I pay 1,000 people to go run?
No, okay.
You know what I mean? Or you sitting there. You in the background, you a non-participating character, or whatever.
NPC, yes.
And you just reading the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't get paid for that. No. I'm trying to keep my costs $100 per everybody in the movie. That's why we over budget. This is why we over budget, man. I mean, we have to make cuts. I'm going to get a 13-year-old kid to create an entire background of just real-looking people. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pay... two actors, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer. You know they're coming out with a Heat 2.
Oh, God. Why?
Because Val Kilmer survived, and so did Robert De Niro. We'll talk.
Oh, did you see The Irishman?
Yeah, I did.
Like, even though they de-aged Robert De Niro, like, it was a scene in there where he had to do a couple extra moves,
and you
couldn't. I was like, dude.
It was bad.
It was bad.
But think about Pro Tools, back to the creative. Pro Tools changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
It gave young guys sitting in the middle of somewhere the ability to still harness their skill set and talents. So I'm pro technology, but... not for main components of your movie.
Okay.
Like the nigga holding the light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's his motivation? You holding the light.
He's holding the light. I can
provide lights through my camera my software.
See?
The nigga holding the mic, the boom mic. Like he works 17 hours. I get it, but I don't need that. No disrespect.
That episode of Martin when he was just like written, directed, and starring.
Written, directed, starring Martin.
Me.
You know, so.
That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to kind of, what is he doing?
I
can't hold the camera.
It's my job to look at this and say, this is old. This whole model here is old. Motherfuckers holding lights. Motherfuckers on with the camera, with the bike, getting a scene. I don't need that no more. I have fake backgrounds moving the scene.
This is who Martin Scorsese is mad at.
I hate to say this, but for those actors, B actors, C actors, D actors.
That's messed up.
Nope. Oh, okay. Fuck all the background people.
Nope. That's messed up. Shouts out to Sheena Arnold. She was out there picketing with them. She's been a SAG actress since she was like 14 or something.
Don't you make mention of my girl.
I know, you know. I'm just saying. You just talking about forget these actors.
She is a superstar in my eyes.
And you talking about forget these actors.
I don't mean them. She acts in movies. She got words and shit to say, Malcolm. Don't you dare. She got a dialogue. Anybody who got a dialogue belong in the movie. I'm talking about the little dude walking by. Like he ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I can create.
You know why he's upset? Because he took Marcus to a Common and Lauryn Hill video shoot, and they was out there all day, and Marcus had 3 seconds.
He's in that video with Common and Lauryn Hill.
He's in that video, yes.
For those of y'all who like Marcus, he's in there.
He was stealing chips.
Yeah, he's very young. He's stealing potato chips out the store or something. Yeah, but my wife was also on the set. She was on the bridge for hours at a time, and they gave you $50 or something. Then I didn't even see you in a goddamn episode. I said, well, at least let me see Mama die. And there I go. She's like, no, we want now. No, no, that's just me. I was like, Mama die. No. But it's worse. I was in the Source magazine, but only my hand. I took a picture with Tim Dog on stage, everybody, and where they cut the picture at, they got my hand. I still was in the hood like, yo, nigga, look, nigga, my nigga, you can clearly see.
That's clearly my palm.
That's my palm, my nigga. Niggas is like, that's your palm, dude. That's my palm, son. That's my palm, son. Yeah, so every moment you get a chance to be somebody. I get it. I guess, yeah. You know, the people sweeping and holding the lights.
All play a
and
role.
And bringing you lunch.
All play a role.
We got Uber Eats now. We got an account with Uber Eats. Everybody on the set, let's get it together. Get into your motivation. God damn it here. You know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
You're trying to cut corners.
Trying to get my movie done, man. Shit, I can't afford... I don't want the damn SAG to come protesting outside of UrbanX because we're not using actors, you know, and they're unionized. Yeah. And, you know, I don't want that to happen. That's all I'm saying.
Goodness.
Time for a commercial
break. Yes, yeah, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and we shall return.
Yep. Peace. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we're back.
Thank you, Mr. Darius, for the generous donation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate the support here all the time.
Absolutely. Everybody who gave us a super chat, we appreciate
you. We appreciate you.
All right.
Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now, crazy how, you know, the universe works, because last episode we were literally talking about John Gotti documentary on Netflix. And yesterday, 10 alleged members of the Gambino crime family were charged with extortion, assault, and racketeering. What year is it? It's 2023.
It's 2023.
I think this is the 80s. Like,
listen, certain things don't change, Malcolm.
And I want you, and this is a real news article. This is ABC News, okay? So, listen. So, they've been arrested for shaking down business owners, assaulting members of the public, arson, and embezzling from unions. This is some real...
Allegedly. Okay, read the story.
Listen to the names. The defendants are... Joseph Lani, known as Joe Brooklyn,
yes.
He's a captain of the crime family.
It's my boy, Joe.
Danny Tatillo.
Tatillo, huh?
Angelo Gradoli, known as Fifi. They all got these good fella ass nicknames.
Hey,
I'm serious.
Hey.
Fifi, Vito.
And
Uncle Chico. Twin, Vinny Slick. These are real names.
Me and Chico.
But yeah, so they were accused of extorting a hauling and carting company, a demolition company. We're
into the demo business. Yo, crazy. Okay, you want something demoed? That's what we do. Okay,
wait a minute.
You're not going to screw this up, okay? Last time you cut me short. I said, hey, it's this show. I'm just here. What do I know, right? So me, Eddie Spaghetti, Joey Ravioli, Tony Bologna, and Tony Granola, all of the guys, you know, we didn't go down. There's a little undoing inks went down, you know, because that's the way it goes, right? Now, what if, I'm just asking you, what if the mob was entering into your community? We say, hey, Hotep, you know, or Grand Rising, you know, Namaste, you know, what's in you is in me, balls. You know, want to talk to you a little about a few things, okay? You know, Mama Dot, I like the way you have the show, the cameras is moving left and right. I'm getting dizzy here. What's going on? What's going on here, yeah? Meet my wife, Olive Oil. Hey, but we didn't go down. Only the ones who went down on the low end, but we in the demo business. That's all. You know, the family has never stopped. We just came out. We don't do social stuff like other media. We don't do that, okay? Vinny, everybody, you know, wish their families well. But everything is alleged. All right, you can continue. I think I did good on that. Tony, Joey Ravioli, come on, that was a new one. Eddie Spaghetti, huh? My wife, Olive Oil. Huh? Yeah. You know, all Italian. You know, hey.
Stop him. Okay, I'm sorry, man.
Namaste, huh? Namaste. What's in you is in me. Pause. Yeah.
Jesus, man. Yeah, so this is a real story. They were attacking people with hammers and stuff like that, setting stuff on fire. Insane. But we've had talks about this, like, on a serious tip. Like, I didn't think, like, if they still exist, right? I didn't think they would really exist in the capacity of just, like, street crimes. But like, dude, it would have to be, like, you know, we got to move up.
I read the story, and in one instance, like, the people in the restaurant, mm-hmm. like, the workers called the police. Mm-hmm. Dude went across the street and was on the phone still threatening them. And the police got on the phone. He threatened the police. When the police left, he came over and, you know, beat his ass. You know, that's what he did. Crazy.
Kind of got to respect
money
that,
still got to be made, son.
Yeah.
You got your little business. Like, for instance, you was telling me about this dude who he purchased a landmine or something.
So we'll talk about that story. There's a guy in Wyoming. He's an investor who purchased a coal mine sight unseen. He just bought it for $2 million. Come to find out that it is worth, with all the minerals and stuff like that, it is worth $37 billion. I'm going to get that guy's name for you.
Right? Yeah. So now,
$37 billion.
You already know certain individuals is coming to see him.
Well, that's not the. That's not.
Wait a
dumb.
Minute. Wait a minute.
That's no, not gonna be them.
It's gonna be them. Okay.
No, that's gonna be the black suits.
You paid $2 million. We're gonna give you. I spoke to my boss. We're gonna give you $3 million. That's a good deal for you and your family. That's a great deal. Okay, it's a great deal. You're not gonna make that money. That $37 billion.
That guy's name is Randall Atkins.
What did he know though?
I don't know. He said he bought it, and he bought it 12 years ago.
Really?
He brought it 12 years ago, and it says it wasn't until years later that researchers found the ground contained rare earth elements.
Oh, my.
His rare earth elements can be sold for more than 1 million per metric ton.
Damn, that is a flip and a half.
Yeah.
Jeez, yo. 37. He not leaving Earth with that.
Yeah, no. See, exactly. That's what I mean.
That's not going to be the mob. Yeah, no, that's going to be, you know. That's going to be them boys.
Them, yeah. You know. Yeah.
Because you can't own that anyway, you know. Like, it's impossible for you to happen to own this. That's belong to the Queen of England.
Nigga. Yeah.
That's how far we going. We sending the Rothschilds in there. Yeah. We sending the Knights Templar.
So these are rare materials, rare minerals, they use for semiconductors, missiles, and solar cells.
Oh, yeah. We sending in the Knights Templar. Yeah. We sending the Jesuits in to handle this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't leaving here with that. The queen will not allow that. Or the king now. It's the king.
Yes, yeah, he said he was shocked to find out that his mine may contain the largest rare earth deposit in the United States. Minerals contain 18,500 times what he paid for. That is crazy, bro.
Yeah, that is a come up and a half. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's definitely not leaving with that.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Want to talk about these four sheriffs? L.A. sheriffs?
Yeah.
Committed suicide in like 48 hours?
48 hours. Four L.A. sheriffs have committed suicide.
What the hell is that about?
That is super duper strange, and I don't have any more details. I mean, I can kind of read the story.
No, so you guys, I don't think you guys remember when we were up here, and there were like... Like eight NYPD cops who had committed suicide. It wasn't over a 4-day, 2-day span. But it was like a
2 months or something.
Yeah, it was like, it kept happening. It was like, what the hell is going on? So, like, did they, like, you know, were they feeling guilty about something?
From the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, we have learned that 4 employees of the department have died by suicide in the last 48 hours. The Sheriff's Department says 3 were active members of the department. 1 was retired. Sheriff Robert Luna issued a statement this afternoon times like these, it's important for personnel, regardless of rank or position, to check on the well-being of other colleagues and friends. I have the deepest concern for our employees' well-being.
That is way more than anomaly. That's almost humanly impossible.
Yeah.
So something else is going on. Mm. What's going on in LA that these sheriffs, that's wet work. That's what we call the true definition. Like, somebody got to come through and clean this up. And to do it within that short period of time
was desperation.
That's desperation.
Yeah, that's like, we got to get this done now.
Usually it's periodically done. Somebody gets hit by a bike. Somebody falls off a cliff. Yeah. Somebody has a heart attack. In 48 hours, something big is going on. Yeah. Those are loose ends beyond loose ends, Amir. That's really, really tough. Yeah.
Because definitely, I do remember that something like that happened in New York. But yes. Isn't L.A. like, dude, I don't know if it's the sheriff's department. Is L.A., do they only have sheriffs or do they have like regular cops?
I'm not sure. I think they do have a police department, but I believe they also have sheriffs out there.
Don't they? Wasn't there an investigation about like their gangs? Like,
yes,
you know
the
what
ones
saying?
Who had certain tattoos on them based on how many people they unalived and things of that nature. Absolutely. See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tough stuff.
You are tuned into
they said
the
LA sheriffs run a department in certain areas as a gang.
See? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not bugging.
What's happening in which they need to off themselves? Because obviously somebody on a higher rank, you know, is putting in that work.
So L.A. Reid was sued by a former music executive for sexual assault.
L.A. Reid.
Now,
is it a female?
Yes. So it's Drew Dixon. And for some reason, correct me if I'm wrong in the chat. Didn't she accuse Russell Simmons of the same thing?
Well, they used to run in the same gang.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that doesn't excuse the situation. But L.A. Reid.
You don't believe it?
Let's just say, certain things I don't drink. I don't drink Gatorade.
Huh? He's creative.
It's in the name. Gay. You know, I don't drink Gatorade. That's all I'm going to say, all right? Because it's in the name. Gay. Yeah, hey. No, but I think he's creative. Yeah, he's
Family Guy had a funny bit about it. And it was like Italians, when they describing somebody gay, it's always everything. He's like, he's left-handed. He's creative. He's a...
He's eccentric, you know, essential. You know, he's exotic. He has,
So this article says, this is according to Reuters, L.A. Reid, the music executive known for developing superstars like Mariah Carey, Pink, TLC, was sued Wednesday by a former music executive who accused him of sexually assaulting her more than 2 decades ago. Drew Dixon said that Reid derailed her promising music career in the industry after he became the chief executive of the Arista Music Records.
Arista.
I can't read.
Yeah, that's Clive Davis's label.
Got it. He became the chief executive because she rejected his advances, including 2 assaults that she said occurred in 2001.
Now, with that being said, I want to say this. He could drink Gatorade,
mm-hmm.
but as a part of the process to break in certain individuals to bring you on the other side of what it is we do, and I hate to say that, they're sort of like a getting jumped into a gang. The music executives, they have their own gang, and they jump you in how they see fit. You know what I mean? So maybe it wasn't personal because he drinks Gatorade. So maybe it was just a part of the process. Or maybe, you know, he goes, you know, he drinks Gatorade and he also, drinks Red Bull.
Okay, I'm not bugging. Drew Dixon accused Russell. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So again, that either speaks to a couple of things. Mm-hmm. She's a serial accuser, or they run in that same gang, and it was a pass around process. And her dignity, she stood her pride and stood her ground. She was actually here for the adventure or the experience of music and refused to budge.
Yeah.
You can't think everybody bends over and touches their toes or sacrifices or compromises themselves. There are people who don't. But I think the advancement level, and I could just be speculating, is whether you're willing to take the next leap or not. And so maybe she stood her ground all this time and she realized over the course of years, there was a glass ceiling she just couldn't break and wanted to know why. And then it's because she, you know, got wind later on that it was the advances placed on, you know, her by these executives, because Russell, L.A. Reid, all of them were on the same level.
Yeah.
Kevin Lyles, all of them were on the same level at one point. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? And so they became the gatekeepers before you can advance on higher and higher levels. And so maybe she stood her ground and refused to do so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to dismiss her charges but dude, you could be assaulted by more than one person, but maybe she needed to report the first one so that the second one didn't take place, because you're talking a very small industry.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I need to line up the timeline of when she made these accusations against both of them.
But then 20 years, like, how does she have... Again, like, I never understand these cases. Like, how do you prove that?
Yeah, no, it becomes tough. It becomes tough. It really does. Yeah, he was married to Pebbles, but what does that mean?
Who Pebbles? Who that?
Recording artist Pebbles.
Oh, okay.
From L.A. Reid.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So ASAP Rocky might be going to jail.
He might be going for the gun charge stuff.
Yes. So apparently he, I guess the dude who accused him of shooting him was trying to get money from him to make him go away. And I guess ASAP and his lawyers were trying to maintain his innocence. So he took the stand and he said he threatened to kill me before he actually shot me. So everybody's just like,
oh, well, that changes the game.
Yeah.
But can he prove it? You know what I mean? And so a lot of these celebrities will pay to make this stuff go. Famously Black, thank you. Background actors are people too. Love you guys. That is true. That I wasn't sure if you were watching.
I'm glad.
Thank you. They are people, but for my movie, I gotta make cuts on top of cuts. I gotta be the director. I gotta be the actor. I gotta be, you know,
written, produced, and starring.
I gotta do the soundtrack, the score. Nah, but we appreciate Tashina and Arnold. I heard your event with Dewan Brown went successful.
We got to make it out there.
Congratulations. Whenever you come on this side of town.
We got to make it out there.
I'm going to know. Whenever she come on, because she, you know.
That was Philly, wasn't that?
No, I think that was in L.A. That was in L.A.
Oh, I thought that was Philly.
Get your facts right, okay? Yeah, I can't make it to L.A. right now. My ends ain't meeting. But if you come to New York and put the show on, I'll be there. And I don't expect any special treatment or any tickets left at the door for Black Dot. I want to be treated like everybody else, Tashina Arnold. And I'm going to pay my way. And I'm going to sit down in a seat and expect great service from the show that you and Dewan Brown put on. I've heard great things about the show so far. And then I will order some food also.
God.
All right. Here we go. I love this show.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, my fault. Yo, so I don't know if y'all saw this little video of this little, he had to be like 1 or 2 years old, this kid doing math.
I saw that.
And Noble got beef in the streets.
Yeah, Noble going to have to get it together.
He got beef in the streets because that was impressive.
That was like, very impressive. But I put my money on Noble. I got my money on Noble. Take him down. It was great.
I'll come. I bet. VIP for us.
Oh, VIP? Don't get me VIP, because I'll be like, Black Dot. Yeah. Where am I sitting? Oh, I'm in front with With the celebrities? Okay, I like that. I like that.
Start making up stuff. Yeah, I know. I call it Sheena.
I know a person. I call her Sheen. You know what I'm saying? That's how far we go, but I call her Sheen.
Start making stuff up.
You know. And I'm feeling like a big spender tonight, so let me get the cheapest bottle of wine that you have. Cheapest bottle. But I'm feeling like a big spender, so I want you to bring it out with sparkles and everything. Bring the ladies out here for that glass of wine, eh? Everybody sip slow. Sip slow, goddammit.
Yeah. But yeah, so Noble has beef. I got to get his math on point.
Okay, let's master the reading first.
No, so he can read.
No, I
he can read.
But now I need him to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't just come for that kid right away. You know what I mean? That kid was like, he was busting the numbers down.
He was. No, we can't even write yet.
Yeah. I'm just like,
Yeah. All right. let's get to some more stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Before we go to commercial break, did you guys see Sean perform with Diddy?
Travesty.
That... Like, where
that's the second time he did that. I think he did it during the commemoration or something. And dude, this dude put you in jail.
Railroaded you, allegedly.
Obviously, allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
allegedly.
You know, it's one of those things. You know what I mean? And so I'm not going...
And he in the suit looking like Obama. Like, he don't look like Obama right now?
Yeah, he does.
It's weird.
He does. Once he got out to Belize and found a little lane, maybe Diddy is trying to... Do they have, what do they call that?
Non-extradition laws?
Yeah, do they have non-extradition laws?
Maybe. Okay. Oh.
Maybe they do.
Oh.
Because isn't that where's Russell? Oh, Russell is in,
He's in Bali.
Bali. Okay. He's in Bali. But maybe by way of Bali, you got to go through Belize. I don't know. Because Diddy is doing some real strange stuff.
Yeah.
Giving people back their publishing and all of that. Keefe D is on trial.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, this thing, at some point, he's going to have to introduce the name of Sean Diddy Combs. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What does that do? So, but I would not be... But fame is the new god. Shine is already goddamn mayor or some kind of a dignitary in Belize. He probably making good money because all of them are corrupt, obviously, allegedly.
Obviously, allegedly.
You know what I mean? And so how does that work?
I have no idea.
You gave me a whole different lawyer team. Yeah.
He said, I'm going to use them.
He said, I'm going to use them, but your team, we over here.
Yeah.
And got railroaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro.
I saw some like videos of what was happening with Sean, like when he first got signed. He was wilding though.
He was wilding. He bought a van, he didn't have no license.
Yeah.
Crashed that shit. He was, you know, but I wouldn't even know why Diddy would do that because it didn't taint Biggie's legacy, but you was trying to get a Biggie sound alike.
And he's from Brooklyn.
He was from Brooklyn. It just was too it's too early, dude. I just, you know. We just broke up. God damn, you know, you getting with another nigga? Come on, damn.
Yeah.
Get that coochie arrest. God damn. Yeah. Shit. You know, so it was kind of one of those things. And so I was, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah, come on, bro. Like, where your nuts at?
Yeah,
man?
I'm not doing that. I am not doing
perform
that.
Perform with him? That's not cool, man.
Nah. And I know somebody who was there that night.
Mm. He always knows somebody that was there some night. He always knows somebody who was there.
That's all I'm going to say. Anywho.
Oh, man. So Beyonce is coming out with her Renaissance movie, and it's like visuals from the tour and stuff like that. I think that's hitting theaters.
All right.
I knew that was going to happen. I feel like it was the obvious play.
Yeah, yeah.
When she came out with the album, it was like no videos. And there were people, even Avery, like she was like, yo, she always comes out with a video or something like that. I was like, she's clearly about to make the tour the thing.
And then what?
Or it might go on Netflix. Because she has to deal with Netflix.
Okay, there's probably going to go on Netflix.
Remember the homecoming stuff.
But sometimes even Netflix will put it in theaters early, get that quick money. All the ladies can dress up in silver and go out and make that happen. It does nothing for me.
Yeah.
Somebody says Diddy is eccentric. Yeah, you know.
He's eccentric.
He's eccentric.
He's left-handed.
He's left-handed. He's creative, you know. you know, he's special with it, you know.
Renaissance is definitely a masterpiece. That album is incredible. I'm not going to lie.
Lemonade was a phenomenal body of work.
It was, but we talked about Renaissance, and it was fire.
I wouldn't know because I wasn't going to pay $1,000 a ticket to go see
it. Oh, yeah, I wasn't even.
What we should have did was we should have been out there selling T-shirts. See, you're not focused on how much money you could. You're a loser.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You could tell. You ain't got that hustle in you, bro. We were supposed to be out there like, yo, got T-shirts,
this
man.
This is true.
Get them T-shirts. In the parking lot.
Yeah.
They was having, what do you call that? When the football.
Tailgate.
They was tailgating. They was having a Beyonce tailgate party. And you could have just been hustling, mate. You could have been up right now.
This is true.
You still would have been off that money like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with the silver foil.
I'm not wearing silver foil.
No, no, not us.
Not,
on
with,
the
not with a picture of Beyonce.
No, one. Not us, but selling those
You could
shirts.
Take one for the team.
See?
I'm not going to do that. I don't drink Gatorade.
Okay.
You look like you drink different flavors.
Somebody said Beyonce don't like. Okay, we wouldn't be out there promote. We'd be, you know.
Oh, we'd be like this. You know what I'm saying? Yo, stick and move. And be on some, oh, yo, pitching. Get me with the money. Get the shirt from my man. So that's the way they do it in the drugs. Like, nigga, I ain't got drugs and money.
Yeah.
I ain't got the marked money and the drugs. Yeah. No. You pay me. You see my man right there with the hat.
Never keep the jumps on you.
I send him a signal box. Never keep the jumps on you. You know, them niggas are what you can hold jumps to.
You know,
the 10 crack commandments. That's how we would be moving shirts. And I would have Eli out there because he's disabled.
Oh.
They're not going to arrest.
I'm so mad that we didn't do this.
A disabled kid.
I'm so mad we didn't do this.
Selling shirts. Like, and I'm filming them too. I got the camera shaking. Look at the police. He's just trying to get money for his medication or something. You know what I mean? We could have made a shitload of cash. We gotta change our thinking around here, man. We gotta change our thinking around here. We got an ace in the hole we're not using. You know what I mean? We got an ace in the hole we're not using. That's all I'm saying. We gotta change our thinking around here. We really, really do.
True story. My gosh. Let's go to commercial
break. Yeah, let's go to commercial break. We thank you for your support here and there, Tay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back.
And we are back.
Go check out that latest episode of Real Mentalities. That is not me singing.
That's Malcolm singing.
That is not me
it
singing.
It is. Cats out the back.
No. But yeah, we had that was a great episode. Dope.
Go get that merch.
Oh, go get the merch. Go to shopurbanx.
KDL.com. I'm saying the Comedic Defamation League. Watch your mouth.
Speaking of that.
Watch your mouth.
There is apparently an agreement to cease fire in the Gaza every 4 hours to allow Palestinians to be able to get out and stuff like that. I heard that's not being honored.
Oh, okay. So usually when war takes place, there is a window for civilians to kind of, you know what I'm saying? But if you attacking civilians, you know, I don't want to get very political, but that's just crazy.
Yeah, so and they're finding out more and more every day. They're realizing that the Israeli government is, they're not really looking out for civilians. They just kind of bombing and saying. So what they were doing was, the argument was that Hamas is using Palestinian people as human shields, right?
Okay.
They're saying they're using them as human shields, so, you know, we can't do anything. So we have to bomb because we just got to get everybody there. And people, you know, here, just like, yo, how does that make sense? Like,
doesn't make sense. Even here in America, if you use somebody's, they use caution and discretion,
right,
and wait for an opportunity,
right,
when something happens. They don't just kill everybody.
Yeah, so they just going, yeah, we just gotta,
we're
we just
kill
know
the witnesses. Yeah, we're just gonna kill the witnesses.
And then somebody was, I forget the woman's name, but she was just like, yo, and Hamas, they underground. Like, they not.
I mean, the hostages.
Yeah.
You don't just kill everybody.
She was like, they're underground. They're not even, like, you know, actually holding people as shields. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And then you have to understand who controls the media,
mm-hmm,
and so who controls the narrative.
Bro, I'm seeing pictures of IDF soldiers propose to one another. They doing TikTok dances. They got the real pretty ones on TikTok. I'm just like, okay, yeah. I this is propaganda. You know what I'm saying? At a basic level.
Yes.
This
yes.
is not even real intricate stuff. This is at a basic level. Yes. And I think, again, people are just kind of seeing what it is. Like, all right, come on.
Yeah, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough with this.
Joe Biden, he is angering a lot of people, even the staunchest Democrats, because he is not taking the stance of there should be a ceasefire. You get what I'm saying? Just a real easy, you think would be an easy stance to take. The innocent people getting killed.
Krista Carrington, like thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
I love
you.
Your show. I know a young lady who is doing a kidpreneur at Espo and VA. Do you still do?
Absolutely.
Send Urban that. Excellent Stories. Please send it to us.
Send that Absolutely. Story. Absolutely. Send that to us.
Send it to UrbanX.
NYC at Gmail.
NYC at gmail.com. We would love to highlight
absolutely
a kidpreneur, you know, kids doing amazing things. Thank you so much. Absolutely.
What was I saying?
You were saying Biden.
Yes, he's messing up his campaign. Yes. He's messing up because even like they're Democrats, the woman from the Young Turks, and they are liberal as can be. Like, no matter what he's doing, she's not, I'm not voting for him under any circumstances.
Got you. Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So he's, yeah.
That's not a good look. But again, we are now in the quickening.
Yeah.
This 1 year period, now that November kicked in, we are now in the quickening of.
There was another Republican debate yesterday. That was, you know, if Trump is not in the debate because and I think Vivek kind of stole the show yesterday from the highlights I saw.
Uh-huh.
But if Trump's not in the debate, there's no real.
It's no debate. But he kind of feels like he don't have to debate you.
Mm-hmm.
His shit is locked in.
You know what's crazy? He on somebody screenshotted on Truth Social. He put up that video of all of the politicians and Obama and them at Bush Senior's funeral. Remember when they all got those letters?
Yes.
Trump posted that.
Trump posted that.
Yeah, on Truth Social. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Because that was weird, right? What did they all get that made them all go, ha ha? Oh,
yeah.
And showing, they was like, so something is going on and it's not done in the public's eye. So we don't get to see all of it, but something is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, man.
So Adam 22 and his wife.
Yeah. So Adam 22 and his wife, they are doing a reality show and whoever wins gets to sleep with the both of them.
Who the hell would want to take that off?
That's what they do. They interview porn stars and sleep with them. That's like...
Oh, that's their thing.
That's their content, yes.
So why only see him doing hip-hop interviews and stuff?
Oh, so that's one half of their content.
Oh.
That's the No Jumper part. And then when he got with her, I guess on their OnlyFans page, that's what they do.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So is it male or female? Anybody?
I think it's
female. That was big black dudes.
I think it's female because, remember... When the whole thing about his wife came out, he goes, well, she's watched me sleep with a bunch of women, so it's only fair. Like, that was, like, his thing.
Yeah,
so I think it's women. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I don't watch.
Side note, you better catch me outside. What's her name?
Bad
Baby.
Yeah,
she posted all the money she makes.
Yeah, from OnlyFans.
From OnlyFans?
Millions a month, yeah.
Millions a month.
And the day she launched.
That is crazy.
The day she launched, I think it was on her 18th birthday, she made like $18 million that month, something crazy like that.
Jeesh.
That is sick.
The weirdos out here, bro. The weirdos out here.
Adam 22, he is the creator, founder of No Jumper Podcast. That's the one. What he did was, which was, I guess, brilliant. He, all of those SoundCloud rappers that nobody was trying to mess with early on, Lil Yachty, XXX, all of them, he just interviewed them. He was a lot
he
of
found
their
the
first,
lane for them. Yeah.
He was
yeah.
a lot of their first interviews. So a lot of those ones that came up, they all went through him. You get what I'm saying? First. So that's the only reason he's relevant. He found a void and he filled it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's dope. Michael Orr.
Yes.
Am I doing your job now?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
The teamwork. Thanks. Go ahead. Michael Orr.
I'm holding a press conference after this podcast.
Come on.
All right. He only got paid $138,000 for his role in the movie The Blind Side. He truly got blindsided. See how it's in the... Hold on. I got one. Yeah. He got blindsided.
Wait, so for like his rights to the movie?
For his story.
And I think they made millions, right?
They made millions. Yeah. That was a blockbuster movie.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
With the white girl. What's her name? The
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. You put Sandra Bullock in the movie.
I think she won an Oscar
for that. She won an Oscar for that.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Jesus. And he got a $138
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got blindsided with that one. So I could see why he's suing.
Yeah, he got
Did you guys see Will Smith's assistant interview? He confirms what receives Professor Griff's whole. I didn't see any of that. I don't know. Stop me lying, because I'll be up here lying. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, so he got a $138 get back to your job.
Oh, my bad.
To your job.
My bad. We doing a whole bunch of stuff. So Amazon launches a medical service. You were telling me about this. I don't like this. I'm going to tell you why I don't like it.
Okay, let me break it down first. Amazon now has a medical service, sort of like urgent care, where you can receive virtual help for colds, flus, cuts, sores, nothing major that you have to go to the hospital for. And for $9.99 a month, you know, you could your kid has something, they can provide service. But wait, for $6 more, they now have over 200 pharmaceutical companies around the country that you can actually go in and get generic, cheap pharmaceuticals. And so this is going to change the game. I mean, when I go in there and they try to check my coverage and I go, I'm Amazon Prime, baby. That means they
I'm a Prime member.
Yeah, I'm a Prime member. They just whisk me to the back and give me my services. And so that's what it is.
So the idea of companies like Amazon, Facebook, them like vertically integrating with everything, every part of our life like this, that's scary.
Yeah, yeah. I can get my package. I can get my help. You can buy groceries.
With Whole Foods. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's too much, man.
It is. It is.
That's welcome scary, to, dystopian. Like,
yeah, welcome to the new world order.
Quan, that's the Amazon gets enough of my money. I'm good. Exactly, man.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. But that's what they're doing. And so.
But if somebody said invest in it, if you buy their stocks.
Yeah, if you need to get into their stocks somehow because. And remember, Amazon got the drones.
That too.
Come in to deliver your package. Jeez, jeez. If you live in rural areas, it don't pay us to have a driver come through there. We have the drone fly. It takes a camera, photo of it, drops it on your lawn, takes off. Can't beat that service.
No.
I just ordered something the other day. I'm like, this is Amazon Prime. That's going to show up. Yeah.
I don't like it. It's too much. It's too much.
Malcolm, you got to, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
See, that's what happens. That's why they fell. You know what I mean? No, that's So, Pharrell, because you guys know Pharrell is the, like, head designer of Louis V now.
He's the new Virgil.
Yeah, he took over his position.
Virgil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are mad at him because he announced a new, like, $1 million, like, duffel bag.
Dude, who can afford?
It's not even who can afford. It's
$1 million goddamn duffel bag.
It's just like the I don't like the fake artsiness. Like we don't understand it because
we're
just not of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and who is he catering to?
Right.
Does he drink Gatorade? You think?
I don't know.
Because I'm happy.
Song is a banger though. Song is a banger.
Because I'm happy.
Song is a banger.
I'm just asking. Does he drink Gatorade? Anywho.
Get your questions ready because we're about to start taking some questions from you guys. I had another story. Oh, okay. So this company called Humane, right? They came out with an AI pen.
Right? I saw that.
Where it's like it's like Siri just kind of clipped on you, and it's a camera. It's like a laser thing where you can have like the time displayed on your hand, and it responds to hand gestures and stuff like that. You can ask a question. It's like Siri on you.
But it's AI operated.
It's AI operated. It doesn't go with any iOS app, so it doesn't go to Apple or nothing like that. It's its own cloud.
Yes. Yes.
Right, and it's a camera, and then like if you wanted to put the camera on, it lights up to let the other person know this is on. It's like we snitching on each other.
And
like
it's a microphone. This was the cool feature. You can play your music
Only in your bubble.
It's in like your bubble. Called,
Or,
how you feeling? Let's put this Arab ring on. Now it's in our bubble. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's gotta be fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so the world is changing. It's so fast. It's moving around us. And this is just the latest. This is the step before Elon Musk gets his joint green lighted, where you in Minority Report and you like this. You walking around, what the fuck's wrong with this nigga shit? This nigga sitting here. What kind of mushroom this nigga dot on this shit? I'm sitting here doing this, moving charts around. I mean, that's what's coming. That's what's coming.
Speaking of, you guys remember the whole, what's her name? Keke Palmer issue.
Yeah.
Remember with the Usher thing, and then the baby father was mad, and she don't need to do nothing, baby father. Well, apparently she just filed a restraining order against him, and she cited abuse for years, for like the last 2 years.
Oh, okay. Now, is this a ploy? Now, let me be careful. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women here. Mm-hmm. Is this a lawyer ploy to get access to her child? Because I know that happened to somebody personally. It happens. Or was Keke Palmer abused? You know what I mean? The way she stepped out, first of all, the way she got with Usher,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not an Ike Tina Turner thing. Tina would have never. Ike would have gave her a look. Like if she was abused, Ike would have gave her a bitch. If you get up
here. He wasn't there though.
Oh, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there, yeah.
Even if he wasn't there, when you are afraid of somebody, you wouldn't even fathom the concept of idea of doing such thing. Plus, he looked like a simp to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the judge buys that. I don't know, because the way she was clowning him and shit, like, you don't clown somebody you're afraid of.
No.
You know what I mean? You just don't, you know, so.
Somebody said Usher, like, because they said Usher is the root of, cause of all this, and we are living in a real-life Boondocks episode.
Remember, that is the Boondocks
episode. That's how it happened.
That is how it happened. And so I hope they get this situation resolved. Tamari, the twins, Tamika Mowry and them?
No, Tia and Tamara Mowry. Yeah.
Tia and Tamara Mowry, they have an agreement where the kid, they share custody, but you can't introduce new people to the kid.
I like that.
But how am I supposed to get on with my life, Your Honor? I can't.
I like that at a certain age.
No, I get it, but like...
At a certain age.
Like, who does that?
And I'm a hypocrite, too, because I am a product of...
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, you're a product of
I'm
shit.
I'm a product of co-parenting, so I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying. What judge agrees to that?
Oh, the judge agreed. Like, that's like
an agreement. Yeah, I think that's a... Don't quote me, because, you know, I'll be making stuff up.
Yeah.
But I did read it somewhere, something like that.
Yeah. Let's take some questions.
Let's get to it. I'm definitely doing a post-game... show here.
Listen, I have the Loki season finale to go home and watch.
Loki.
Okay? Because me and Eli have a nerd talk coming out tomorrow. Okay?
Is there a character in there called Black Dot?
No, there is not.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, real quick, the Las Vegas Sphere, remember? They reported a $98.4 million loss, and the CFO quit as well. I think that's like par for the course. That just opened.
I think it's going to take a while for it to catch on.
And only $100 million. Is that bad? You know.
How much did they spend? They spent a couple of billion.
Right.
So they know that they're not getting all that money back at once. But I'm hearing people are having nausea effects inside of it.
I'm sure.
And I'm hearing some seats are not really good. Like if you're sitting under something, you don't
gotta
get that.
You got to sit high, yeah.
You got to, yeah. So the cheaper seats are actually better.
They're probably not the cheaper seats then.
Yeah, got you. But you know, usually the way we our mind nosebleed section is the best seats in that joint because you get the full experience with that. Yeah.
Let's take some questions though.
What do you think it called when a man is only attracted to tomboys or cute studs? He drinks Gatorade. He drinks Gatorade Light.
You know, that's a little...
Yeah, he drinks a different kind of sugar-free Gatorade or something. He drinks the sugar-free Gatorade. Yeah, yeah. Whole Food has the cashless joint. Okay. If you would like to get an Urban X, oh yeah, that's Quan. I'm sorry, I'm reading my own ad and shit. I'm like, oh, you know, that sounds like a good deal. I think I'll click on it.
Thank you.
Oh shit, it's my shit. Yeah. Bad.
You guys familiar with blue zones in other countries? Have you guys heard of eating according to your blood type? No. Well, I've heard of eating according to your blood type. Like, that's like a certain diet.
Eat right for your blood type. Yeah. I've heard that.
I've heard of that.
But I haven't heard places that actually promote that. Yeah. Those are places that are promoting very good health.
Have y'all seen how the hip hop culture has a 6-year-old rapping crazy? I saw that, like the kid rapping about his guns and stuff like
that. No, but there's a young girl rapping, and she's not cursing or nothing. She has on shades. She's sitting there. She's rapping. She sounds pretty good too.
Okay, that's good then.
Did you hear about Little Kim is coming out with a book and she don't know how to read? Well, anybody can narrate your book for you. Like, they just ask you a series of questions.
Well, I heard that she was coming out with, like, one of those, like, coffee top books where, like, you know, it's a bunch of pictures and stuff like that. Yeah. That's what I heard she was doing.
I don't think she's doing a tell-all book.
That, if we get reparations, should we leave America? Wouldn't that be the opposite of what the reparations are for? The reparations are for your ancestors' contributions to this country.
And to build something from this country.
Here. Why would you leave?
Yeah, I mean, you know, your choice. A side note, we're going to be having a pre-Black Friday sale.
Oh, yes,
30%?
30%. Site-wide.
And then we're going to run this into Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, Knuckle Dragger Tuesday.
We just gonna be switching the
Nigga, you better get on this Wednesday. Fuck that Thursdays.
Yeah.
Fuck by Friday. Shit is oh yeah. We're gonna do a whole series of sales. And so find your day, Knuckle Dragger Tuesday. What the fuck Wednesday? Damn, I don't get my money and my check until Thursday. You know, we're gonna do all them sales for you.
Absolutely.
So jump in on that. Site-wide.
Okay,
we'll do it site-wide.
Yeah, it's going to be, so I'll send out emails and stuff like that, and you guys will know on our Instagram and stuff.
Yes.
You guys
will
know. I saw another question. Her book better not be about Biggie. That's funny. I don't think it would be.
70% off. No, we can't do that, bro. Jeez.
Dustin, why can't DC Comics replicate the magic of DCA? I think because they tried to rush it the first time, and it's just, and what I've learned just in my adult years when it comes to like movies and stuff like that, it's really only about money. It's not about any creative anything when it comes to these movies.
Yeah.
So the DC movies and stuff like that, they were trying to compete with Marvel. So they tried to rush everything and they just threw a bunch of money and it failed.
Right, because it's deeper than that.
Yeah.
And they should have took their time because they could have been the, you know, the Burger King to that McDonald's, so to speak.
Very
you know
simple. I mean? If they would have just waited. Y'all were 10 years behind and they just tried to, like, skip all of that.
Yeah.
And tried to do two movies. It was bad. Mary Eric Adams. Yes, apparently. So we talked about his fundraising getting raided by the FBI.
His assistant.
Assistant, yes. Yeah. So they found out that he got money from some Turkish. Yeah. He got Turkish funds or something like that. And it was some funny business going on with his campaign money.
So now they're coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's going to be the fall guy for everything you see wrong in New York City.
We said that when he got elected.
It's a job that you don't want. You think you want that position. You don't want
it. And then remember when he first got elected, like just wild stuff was happening.
Yeah.
And big fire.
His police commissioner recently resigned. Somebody who he assigned to the probation situation resigned. The girl who brought the Cardi B people into the academy got shifted over. It's a lot going on, and he's going to take the fall because it was Gotham City really here in New York. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would a new Blade movie be worth it? The original had no special effects. I heard a lot of bad stuff about the Blade movie, too. Like,
they working on it?
Yeah, it's gonna come out in 2025.
Who's Blade?
Mahershala Ali.
Okay.
Great actor. And he wanted to do it. He wanted to, but
Is that the one who played in the Water movie?
Yes.
What was it called?
Moonlight?
Moonlight.
Yes. Nah, he was the father, though.
Okay, gotcha. All right. He was the father. Okay, yeah.
So, but there were so many problems with the script that he was about to walk away from it because they were trying to, like, again, with Disney, they were trying to, like, have him pass the torch to his daughter that...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he was like, I'm not doing this. Y'all got me for 3 movies.
Gotcha.
These going to be my damn movies.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I like
and,
it.
And Blade, if you guys don't notice, the Blade movie with Wesley Snipes, that saved Marvel.
Yes, it did.
They were about to go bankrupt, and yes, those movies saved Marvel. So without Blade and Wesley Snipes' contribution, there would be no MCU as you know today.
Yeah, that's a tidbit fact. That is true. Huh? That much is true.
Somebody said The Lovely Bones was a decent movie. Yeah, it just made me sad. It was just a really depressing movie.
Yeah, it was very sad when you start talking about kids.
It didn't end like, you know, I wanted some get back, and it really didn't end that way. It was sad.
Yeah.
It was sad. What else we got, guys? Is the beat on the outro available? Not to use. It's just a vibe, though. I might have a copy of it. My boy who did the intro, he did the outro as well.
Yeah, so let's make that stuff available for people.
Okay.
Right. And Megabill's song should be there on every description piece.
Yes.
You know, we just, it's not personal. It's just a lot going on.
Dude, we have, guys.
Yeah, so let's just make
that. We run an operation here, man.
Let's make that available for people who would like to just vibe to the song. People like the intro as is. The outro is real smooth. Yeah. And with that being said,
guys, thank you guys for joining us here yet again for another Thursday show. 432 episodes. Goddamn.
We've been putting in that work.
Goddamn.
No sponsors.
Nothing.
Just us here. Just out the
us
dirt.
Up here. Putting in work
and
for you guys.
Contributions by helping, you know, purchase a t-shirt or a membership. That's all we have, bro.
Absolutely. And super chats.
But we'll put our joint up against anybody any day
of
the week.
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
Absolutely. Right? So, like I said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you're listening right now on the audio, give us a rating and review. We'd appreciate it. I'm trying to get back into the top 100.
Yes.
We slipped a few, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm looking at the list and some bullshit, you know, podcasts.
Gotcha.
And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Gotcha.
But thank you guys. And we will see you guys on Monday. Members of UX90 gang, we will see you guys tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Bright and early. Mama Dot is up to close us out for the week, or at least the work week.
Yes, the work week. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.